Ray Foley on Today FM.
Ray Foley on. There's JP.
Hiya.
Annette Freeman joins us as well.
Hello.
We love her. Did you say you liked her?
Yeah. I'm going to wait and see if it progresses to love.
Fair enough. Do you know what? That's fair.
It's been years, JP.
Don't rush into anything. Mm. Take your time. Baby steps.
Yep.
See if you make a connection.
Yeah. I'm out here having fun. You know, I don't want to commit to anything.
He's just enjoying himself. He's
JP. I committed.
He's swiping on the apps. Celebrities, let's have a look at these. This is Jacob Elordi. Hang on. Oh, I was just talking about Chappell Roan, a similar situation where Chappell Roan, a young fella in... It was Chappell Roan, wasn't it?
Yep.
Young fella in Mexico wants... He's just looking at her. Does he even want a photograph or a selfie or an autograph? We never got that full story, but he was just looking at her, as I understand it, over breakfast in a hotel one morning. And he goes back to his own table. And next thing, her security come over. And the thrust of the story originally, I know that subsequently we've learned more, but the thrust of the story originally was, come here, her security saying, come here, don't you be staring at Chappell Roan like that. Now we've got Jacob Elordi. Stunning Jacob Elordi.
6 foot a million. Yeah.
Those cheekbones.
By the way, I know nothing about Jacob Elordi. Was he Frankenstein?
He was. He was in Wuthering Heights.
Yes, he was in Wuthering Heights. Yeah.
And he's been a long-standing member of the cast of Euphoria.
Oh, that's it. It's Euphoria. That's done, actually, isn't it? It just finished.
He was in Saltburn as well with our own Barry Keoghan.
Didn't watch that.
You should. It's great crack.
I heard... The problem with Saltburn for me was
that
I heard too much of what happened... Of the off-the-wall stuff that happens in it for me to go... I know there are only just small elements of it. That's not the whole film. Obviously, that's not the whole film. There's a couple of things that happen in that film that make me think, I don't think that'll be my cup of tea, so I've never watched Saltburn.
It kind of is the whole film. That the four standout moments are kind of the whole film.
Excellent.
It's fun trash.
In that case, I'm okay. I don't need to see Saltburn. He's a good-looking man, though, Elordi. Apparently, he's very tall as well. There's talk of him... Oh, no, hang on. He's shorter than I am.
Is he?
No, he's not. He's a little bit taller. Sorry. Yeah, he's taller. Sorry. Sorry, Jacob.
Sorry, Jacob.
Any of the Elordis listening this afternoon. Should they from out the road?
Yeah.
This is Elordi. I'm sorry.
Jerry Elordi.
Yeah.
Johnny Elordi.
Yeah.
Mary Elordi. Yeah.
Jacob used to have a summer job at the Maxall.
Elordi Mercy on him. That was Sheila. She passed away. Elordi Mercy
That's
on him.
That's it.
So look it, cop on. He was rude to a fan in Japan, a Japan fan.
Well, was he? That's what the debate is online. So he's walking down the street in Japan and this young fella walks up behind him, reaches out his hand very lightly and very lightly touches Jacob on the back, and Jacob's not having any of it.
Have a listen.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you.
I'm sorry.
Oh, you didn't hear that, right? So you can just barely hear him go... Don't touch me, bro. Don't touch me, bro. And then there's that fast sound effect. And that's devastating.
Sad music, yeah.
Don't touch me, bro.
Some people are saying that he lashed out. Some people are saying, no, he was perfectly polite. He said, please, don't touch me. And he's setting boundaries, which is healthy.
I find it weird that there's no need to touch him. You could have just said, excuse me, sorry. Jacob. Hey, Jacob. How are you getting on? And you said, photo.
Sign me autograph book.
Photo.
You've been in situations, though,
where
around outside broadcasts, that type of thing. People ask for photographs, and sometimes they just come up and sort of grab you and sort of shove you into a selfie.
I'm incredibly gracious.
You'd let people sit on your knee and everything, don't you?
Oh, sure. I'd have them up on my shoulders. That's why my back is in bits. And I'm incredibly gracious. People always go away thinking, Jesus, Ray Foley's much nicer than I ever thought he would be.
Well, you have to say yes to the photograph. In Ireland, you can't say, no, I don't want to take a photograph with you. That would be ridiculous, Craig.
Are we beyond this now where people can just mob people? Are celebrities allowed to say that they're not going to let people mob them and they're not going to let people touch them and stuff? That's just wrong.
It's like wrong as a celebrity.
Well, yeah.
Have you ever mobbed anyone?
Yeah, Liam Gallagher in Knock Airport Duty Free.
What age were you?
I was probably, I can see the photo in my mind's eye. I'd say I was about 13 or 14. I had an Oasis t-shirt on, covered in spots. Hair was a lot darker.
You've got the photo.
I got the photo. So he was in the airport and we accosted him and we were like a whole group of people like running down through the airport with him. And then I managed to get into duty free, where he tried to tell me that I should steal some smoked salmon. But I didn't, but I got a picture with him.
Is this Liam or Noel?
This is Liam.
Liam is trying to get you to steal some fresh West of Ireland smoked salmon.
From the duty free.
The duty free.
I didn't. I want to put on the record.
You didn't do it. Yeah,
yeah. That I didn't do it.
Gallagher was encouraging.
Encouraging.
Underage theft.
From Knock Airport duty free. He was like, here, take that. You know, take it with you. Put it in your bag. Or I don't even think I had a bag.
Were you not like, are you going to pay for it?
I was like, no, I just want a photo with you. Yeah. And then I will leave. But we hung about and we tagged along with him for a little while.
And he was cool.
I don't know. You know, we were with him maybe a couple of minutes.
But he didn't tell us to piss off, though, either.
No, he didn't.
And
no.
His security didn't.
I don't even think he had security. I wouldn't say Liam Gallagher needed security and he was going through Knock.
Knock Airport. But that's what he thought until he saw a yin gang of of smoked salmon noshing rebels waiting for the duty free.
Who else didn't have security with them? Mother Teresa in Knock Shrine in 1993. And I have a photo of her, too. And she didn't say back off.
Mother Teresa?
Yeah.
Did you touch her?
I don't think I touched her. No. But I was standing beside... Well, sure, we were kind of armed.
Did she have security?
No, I don't think so. Unless Albert Reynolds was her security, because he was there as well.
Did you get a photo with Albert?
Yeah, Albert's in the photo.
He would have had security. Right. He would have had the guards. The guards are the...
Well, maybe the guards are there. Maybe there was some, you know...
You've met them all.
Bishops. I'm sure there's a few bishops there could chop kick somebody if something went wrong.
I met Jack Charlton during the glory days, like 1990, 1991, whatever. All, you know, when Jack Charlton was a god, a rock star. Not that I was especially into football, obviously, but he had a house in Ballina where I grew up. Need a drink of water.
You're getting thirsty over there, Annette, are you?
What's that?
Like he had a house in Ballina and she goes gulp. It's like, well, what is it about me mentioning my hometown that makes you go gulp?
The story was taking a while.
Oh yeah, and yours was really quick, making its way through the duty free. And tell us, did he have to pick up his baggage at the carousel? And was it fresh smoked salmon?
He was flying out.
Was it locally sourced, was it?
Go on, it's your story.
Big Jack would have been a fan of the salmon or the trout. He's a big fly fisher.
It was actually salmon. It was salmon and... Ballina, very famous, the Ridge Pool, very famous for salmon fishing. And Jack was a huge, massive fan of fishing. And he would fish there all the time to the extent that he bought a house in Ballina. He had a house in Ballina and he would be fishing there all the time on his downtime. And he would get so cheesed off with the kids standing up on the bridge, looking down at the Ridge Pool and shouting, Jack, Jack. And he's like, I want to fish. I want to catch a fish. And instead... I've got a gang of school children shouting at the river, scaring all the fish away. That was Jack Charlton. I had him sign a baseball cap for me. Never touched him, though, I don't think.
My brother would have met his brother, Bobby Charlton.
Oh.
Jack's brother, not my brother. My brother's Robbie. That was Bobby Charlton. Jeez. So he went to the summer school, his football summer school.
Hang on a second.
What?
Your brother's name is Robbie Charlton.
No. Hang on, let's think about this.
So hang on, Bobby Charlton touched Jack Charlton.
Wait a minute, let's think about this.
Right, okay, draw it out for me.
So there's my brother, Robbie.
Right.
Then there's Jack's brother, Bobby.
Oh, this is too much for me.
So you've got a Bobby on one side and a Robbie on the other.
We're playing 4D chess here, lads.
Absolutely, lads. Who touched who?
Well, there would have been contact because he would have been football training. So Bobby,
on the bear.
Bobby would have touched Robbie and Robbie would have touched Bobby.
Right.
Bob and Rob.
Bob, Rob, Jack.
That was
JP.
The job. Yeah.
Just the job.
Exactly. Anyway, that's that story.
Is there a photograph?
I think he does have a photograph, actually. I think it's Bobby Charlton handing out little, not medals, but those tiny miniature trophies you used to get in like school sports day.
Who have you accosted? What celebrity have you accosted and where's the evidence? 0874-100-102. My big one, my most recent one is that director, Beetlejuice, Tim Burton.
Tim Burton.
It was a special moment for me. I totally remembered his second name. Who have you accosted or touched or insisted on? Famous people that you've gone up to. 0874-100-102. This is Jacob Elordi saying, don't touch me. He's Australian, is he?
He is, yeah.
Yeah, so he was. There's a whole thing about him being touched by a fan in the street in Japan. Being touched by a fan in the street in Japan. He's your only man. Don't touch me, bro. He's not happy with that. 0874-100-102 for your WhatsApps this afternoon. Scott says, I met Michael Caine and Pierce Brosnan. What? Both of them? Michael Caine and Pierce Brosnan on the set of The Fourth Protocol, as my dad's fire engine was used in the film. I was 10, from Scott. That's pretty cool. Brosnan in his pomp.
He was a very young man then.
Amazing. Dave says, I met Sir Alex Ferguson in Shannon Airport in 2002, the days of disposable cameras. Unfortunately, the mother wasn't a great photographer, so when it was developed, we had a lovely photo of Sir Alex and half of my head and a lot of the wall to the right of him. This is Dave, loved the show. Hey. Hey, that's like when JP takes a photograph. Yeah. Every time JP takes a photo, of course, we've got phones and digital cameras now, that when JP takes a photograph, there's a load of wall in the photo. And I have to say, it's okay, we'll crop it.
Yeah, you can crop the photograph. We'll fix it in post.
Rachel says, I met Mario Rosenstock 3 months ago after one of his shows in the Lime Tree Theatre. You don't know what Mario you're going to get.
Because he's many different people, isn't he?
It's a multitude of characters. You don't know which Mario you're going to get. Rachel says, he was in a hurry, but I still got a selfie with him. He was really nice. And Ray loved the show. Hey, from Rachel. He was really nice. Are you sure it was Mario? And Vicky says, I'm joking.
What are you messing, lads? Jesus, come
Mario,
on now.
Come down off your high horse.
I can see him there. He's on WhatsApp typing.
Mario, get over yourself. And Vicky says, I met Richard Hammond, the hamster.
The little lad.
From Top Gear. I met Richard Hammond in the back arse of nowhere in Australia. He was filming some stupid documentary not related to Top Gear. Did he say that to you?
It's very harsh.
It's some stupid documentary I'm doing here, back arse of nowhere. Who should I make this out to? He was filming some stupid documentary not related to Top Gear. He came up to the bar and asked for a pint. And when I realised... Oh, hang on, you were working there. He asked for a pint. And when I realised who it was, I dropped the pint glass, left the pump on, and splashed him with beer. From Vicky. These are the fond memories that you'll always have of you and the hamster, Vicky. Very nice. Thanks for sharing with us. Ray Foley on Today FM.